Had a little rally in the wheat prices, and Kim, that's a little bit of good news, but is there better news in the fact that maybe we've met the bottom?
I think we bottomed out. Those downtrends started in late July, early August in both corn, wheat, and soybeans. You look at corn, it's rallied about 40 cents since the 1st of September. Beans is up about the same 40, wheat's up 30 cents. So yeah, I think for wheat, we broke that short run downtrend. I think for most of the crops, maybe not for soybeans, I just have to see how that harvest comes in. But I believe we pretty much hit the bottom on all of them.
How much did the latest WASD play into reaching the bottom in those?
Well, if you look at the latest WASD, I think the market's getting a little more comfortable with what corn production is going to be. So I think that's already in the market. The corn harvest is going on. The wheat harvest, moved up into northern U.S., Canada, so we're about 85% done around the world, and so I think we have better information now on our supply, and it's just a matter of demand.
With all of that better information on supply and the potential for demand, is that going to cause the price of wheat to rise a little bit?
Well, we'll just have to see now. You remember that the Black Sea area controls the price for wheat. That crop's the Ukraine's done, Kazakhstan done, Russia's probably 80% done, and only spring wheat coming. So we pretty much know. We know the Black Sea stocks are going to be tight. They're projected to export and have a very tight. Their stocks to use ratio down around 9%. So as we come into next spring, you know, we go into winter next spring, Russia and Black Sea areas are going to have exported. They don't have any room to spare there. And so if anything happens in the market, then we're going to have higher prices.
So globally, there's still a little bit of a potential for some upswing there. That's good news.
Well, if you look at what's going on in the global market, you've got dry conditions in Argentina. If it doesn't rain pretty quick there, they're going to have lower production. Australia's been dry all year. With a below average crop coming in, they lowered the Australian production this last WASD report. So you got dry conditions there, and you got tight stocks in the Black Sea. So there's some potential there as we look in and come into the 2020 crop for higher prices. All we got to do is lose a little production, and we're going to have higher prices.
So let's look into the Kim Anderson patented crystal ball for wheat prices. Where are we looking whenever we get to December 2019 and then say June of 2020?
Well, unless we have some surprises, and I don't think we're going to see anything out of the Black Sea. I don't think we're going to see anything out of Canada or U.S. If we don't see any surprises in Argentina or Australia, I think we're going to have higher prices as we go into December, possibly even up to $4. As you look out into 2020, if you've got 12.5, 12.6 protein, 60-pound test weight, I think you're going to have near $5 wheat price.
What's your overall strategy for the Oklahoma producer that's planting their wheat, kind of like the research wheat back here behind us?
Just make sure you produce a quality product. The key to your price is going to be that protein. If you have ordinary wheat that's below 11% protein, you're going to be looking at the low $4 for a wheat price. But if you've got 12.6 or better, right now there's a 67 cent protein premium for 12.6 wheat. You add 67 cents to $4, you got $4.67. You're already near that $5. Produce a quality product.
Okay, thank you very much. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.